say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It is a delightful 37 degrees this morning here in at the studios of Jim Hinckley's America, within shouting distance of legendary Route 66 in Kingman, Arizona. Finally got some much-needed rain, and, it's going to be a good spring, it looks like, but it's still kind of dry around these parts. Today, we are going to be doing some road trip inspiration in Texas, out to Panhandle Country. We've got Penny Clark's going to join us this morning from the Texas Route 66 Visitor Center. Miss Penny, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me, and what a beautiful day it's starting out in the Panhandle of Texas.
Well, God bless. It's getting close to springtime.
Hey, I tell you, we've had spring, winter, summer, fall, a little, of everything, the way it's been going around here. One day we have snow, then one day we have a little rain, and, well, in the afternoon we have sunshine and 80 degrees.
Well, you know, that's the way it is in Kingman. When people say that we don't have seasons out here in Arizona, I tell them they haven't lived here for a week, because we usually have them all.
We can do them all, yeah, in one day, easy. Of course, you probably heard about our wildfires we had. We have lots of wind, too.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Hey, you know, I tell you, I've got a chance to stop in the visitor center on my last trip there in Amarillo, and you guys are doing amazing things. But, you know, one of the things I was really surprised was first of all, you've got a great building there, but your logo in the floor, is that from the original restaurant?
Yes, that was the chicken logo, and it's been there since 1948. It's set in terrazzo, and it really is in beautiful condition.
The building, that dates to 1948?
Well, actually, it's was built in 1938 by Emil and Lila Myers. They had come from Denver, Colorado to open up an academy of music in downtown Amarillo, and they built this building to house musical instruments. They built their apartment and offices out back, and of course, then in 1941, the war started and nobody was going to music school. And they had a son south of town that had a poultry farm. And they contracted with the military, and I hope you're sitting down, they contracted with the military for 250,000 chickens a month.
A month.
Could you imagine in 1941 herding 250,000 chickens with no automation? Wow, what a lot of work.
Anyway, that probably was that for the Amarillo Army Airfield and the military bases there?
Well, you know, we have several military bases around us, too. We did have an Air Force base. There was one in Lubbock, Clovis, Alamogordo. And so at one time, you know, Amarillo had the longest runway in the United States because all the Air Force bases around us came and practiced touch and goes. And that's one of the reasons the alignment on Route 66 was changed, because when they built that runway, they just paved over Route 66.
Well, you got to move the highway at that point.
Right. So anyway, I was going to finish my story about the building, because it's really interesting to me anyway. And I tell all our guests that stop by about it, so, you know, the war starts winding down and men are coming home and they've got money, they've got cars, and they're taking vacations. And all of a sudden, what do you do with your contract cancels and you've got 250,000 chickens? You open up Meyer's Fried Chicken.
Well, if they give you lemons, you open a lemonade stand.
Right. And they were open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from 1948 to 1965.
Wow.
They worked their tails off.
That's, you know, that's indicative, too, of how much traffic was flowing down Route 66 in those years.
Oh, that's what, you know, I mean, it had to be, I figure, at least 15,000 cars a day or so.
I found a statement from the Arizona Highway Department from 1939 that that was the first calendar year that the Highway Department had clocked 1 million vehicles entering Arizona on Route 66.
That's a lot of vehicles.
So, you know, a lot of people, one of the things that's fascinating about Route 66 in Amarillo is that two of your biggest attractions, the Big Texan and the Cadillac Ranch, the Big Texan had its origins on Route 66, but your two biggest attractions in for Route 66 travelers aren't even on Route 66. And they miss, I think a lot of travelers really miss the San Jacinto District and the old alignment of Route 66. And the visitor center, I really feel, is an important part of getting people to fix that shortcoming.
Yes. A lot of people drive through looking for that old alignment. And they find it. It's not hard to find, but the new alignment kind of really missed the first of Route 66. But it, I'm sorry, kind of walked away from the microphone. But I make sure when people come to this store that they don't miss anything in Amarillo or Texas. I talk a lot about all of Texas.
You know, it's people think of Texas as being, you know, big, larger than life. And when it comes to Route 66, you guys got kind of a short shift, not as bad as Kansas, but you don't have a lot of mileage of Route 66 in Texas, but you sure got a lot of stuff to see.
Well, it really is. You know, we only have 178 miles, which what's really great for Texas is if you live in Amarillo, or we have people that come from Lubbock, they come for a day and they can do Route 66. If you really put a big effort for it, you can start in Texola that borders Oklahoma. And, you know, it's a ghost town, and you can do all the small towns and end up in Glen Rio, which is a ghost town. So we start and end with a ghost town. But the in-between is fabulous.
Yes. You know, Glen Rio, I tell you, a lot of mixed feelings about what they've done out there in Glen Rio, but how's that project coming along here?
Well, it's going to take some work, but we are seeing progress, hoping that, you know, the county, when they decommissioned Route 66, the county took up the pavement, and it was a dirt road and has been a dirt road for years and years because they didn't want to maintain the road, which really is like, what? I mean, it can't be that expensive to maintain a short route, but they did. But I think they're planning on repaving the road, and they're cleaning up out there. There is still one lady that lives there, and I think she was the owner of the biggest part of the property, so I'm hoping that she's feeling good about getting it cleaned up, too.
You got some great stuff there. You know, Vega, Texas. This is my last trip this past fall was my first opportunity to stop at the Milburn Price Museum in Vega. And boy, now if that isn't a little gem, and the passionate people there.
Oh, yeah. You know, everybody in Vega has helped build the museum. They volunteer at the museum. And Greg Kahn was the instigator of the museum. And he has added so much value to that museum and to the community. He's helped, you know, they've done some murals over the community. They have, you know, got mini museum, which, you know, is a little place that a little old lady set up, and it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unsupervised. You just go over there and look at all the wonders that she collected throughout the years. But if you stop in and see Greg at the Cross Cultural Museum, he has a Hummer. And if you ask him, he'll take you for a ride in the Hummer and show you all the murals. And, you know, and they have that refurbished Magnolia Station that's just a pretty little place for photo opportunities.
Yeah. It's a hands-on museum, you know, making your own postcard and things. The largest branding iron. I like that kind of kitschy and it's fun, but you know, Vega, gets short shift too. That is a neat little town. When you get to wandering around downtown Vega, there's lots of little gems and treasures there.
Oh, there sure is. And hey, there was one that just, a new deal that they came up. They had a wind farm, you know, Texas. We're so windy that we could supply the whole Crawley Nation with wind farm electricity. They have a teaching school there, and they've got a blade from a wind turbine set up where you can walk inside of it, feel it, touch it, photo opportunities. So every time you turn around, Vegas is really doing something to improve and enhance that trip over there.
I guess you folks just, it looks like you just had a little bit of a cleanup and refreshing party out there at the Midpoint Park and Cafe. It's looking good for this upcoming season.
Yeah. Gary Daggett, our Old Texas Route 66 Association, they are really dedicated to preserving Route 66, and every year he gets a group together, and they go out and they refresh the midpoint. We've got claim to the midpoint between Chicago and Santa Monica, and they refresh it. Great photo opportunity. I tell people, you got to stop in Adrian. I mean, how many times are you going to go through and be at the midpoint of Route 66? Plus, they have this fabulous little diner that Brenda runs. They make great hamburgers and bologna sandwiches, fried bologna sandwiches. And she makes the most delicious pie. She calls them ugly pies, but there is nothing like ugly pies in the world. They're just delicious. And then next door, a lady ran the Sunflower Station for years and years. She sold it, and somebody has bought it. It's fixing to be reopened. And if you've ever watched the movie Cars, Flo in Cars was based on the lady that had the Sunflower Station. But it's fixing to be reopened, and it's a really cute little place. and they're opening it as a retirement gig.
Was that Fran?
Yes, Fran.
Yes. How is she doing?
Well, as far as I know, she's enjoying retirement, and still loves Route 66. We hear from her every once in a while, but she just stays busy. You know how they say, retirement, you were more busy than when you were working, and I believe it. I kind of retired, and look what I'm doing now.
That's the spirit. You know, if anybody who knows me, you don't get in this kind of shape and not enjoy good pie. And the midpoint, that's my stop for pie and coffee when I'm coming through the panhandle. That tides me over until I can get to the Golden Light Cafe in Amarillo.
Oh, definitely. You know, we've got some really iconic places in Amarillo. And the Golden Light was opened in 1946. It's been continuously run since that time. I mean, they've got a seasoned grill that'll make you the best hamburger you ever had. And a lot of history hanging on the walls. They have music on the weekends. Our historic district is very lively. Smokey Joe's across the street. Got good food. They have music 7 days a week. We've got a great Mexican food place, a great Mexican seafood place now. Of course, the Handlebar Bar and Grill down the street has some really good hamburgers. But we've got a great good coffee shop. There's anything you want to do. You can do your shopping in our historic district. Jewelry stores. I have to mention my good friend Bob Lyle. You know, he makes jewelry out of Cadillac.
From the paint out there at Cadillac Ranch. Sure. You've got so many great things along the 6th Avenue corridor there in the San Jacinto district. Dora Maroney's, Texas Ivy. You mentioned Handlebars. The Golden Light, that's always been one of my favorites. I guess that's been there since like 46, 47.
Yeah. I think it opened in 1946.
They've got some great food with green chili. And, boy, that's good stuff.
And, that you know, they've got the natatorium. Do you know what a natatorium is?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't know, and a lot of people didn't know that it was a public indoor swimming pool. The natatorium was built in the 30s, and I'm thinking, you know, Amarillo was so conservative, it was hard for me to envision that they would wear bathing suits in public, you know? And then, you know, they covered the swimming pool up. And they had the big bands, like, you know, Louis Armstrong, Elvis Presley, Little Richard was even here. And when he got, and so was all the county officials. And when Little Richard got through playing, they arrested him for disorderly conduct. They said, get out of town. And he said, you don't have to ask me twice.
Yeah, I don't imagine they would take kindly to that kind of music in those years.
No, they didn't.
I tell you, one of the great inspirational stories that I love following is Blanca Schaefer and her husband out there in Jericho. That is an extraordinary story, and the things that they are uncovering and digging up about that forgotten town is just nothing short of extraordinary.
Oh, I just love their story. They are just such a happy, lively, work hard couple. And, you know, I thought what was so interesting is they were looking for a place to kind of farm and do a co-op. And they discovered that they were related to the people in Jericho. His family, old family, was the Schaefer's kind of founded. Jericho, and they've taken that place over. They've had some cleanup days. I participated in a cleanup day, and oh, the little treasures we uncovered was so much fun. You know, you'd find an O from the Coke sign, and it'd be like, I have found an O, yay! And they got a co-op farm going. They've got an RV where you can, they call it Harvest Host. Are you familiar with Harvest Host?
Sure, you bet, for the RV owners.
Right, where they come and stay for the night. They're doing that. And they just have all kinds of plans. And I will tell you, the cleanup days are just some of the most fun and community spirit that I've really been involved in.
Well, you know, that's key. Building a sense of community is really, really important. And those folks out there, the Jericho Gap, Jericho, it's really, I find them very, very inspirational people. We had them on the program a few weeks ago, and they've got an infectious enthusiasm. You know, another one out there, speaking of Jericho, I haven't talked to in a few years is Delbert True out there in McLean. And of course, wow. He had the ranch out there. How's he doing? Is he still going strong, I assume?
Hey, I tell you, what's really fun at his place is, you know, he was a collector. Of course, he had the farm and the ranch. And so he had a lot of farm and ranching things piled up. And he just has made the most unique gifts and items out of horseshoes. I went out there to see the museum, and the Devil's Rope Museum, and then I left. That visit cost me about $300 just because I was like, oh, too cute. Oh, I got to have that. And but the Devil's Rope Museum is a place you don't want to miss. I thought the Devil's Rope is barbed wire that, you know, they keep cattle in their pasture. I had no idea that they have over 2,000 of patented patterns of barbed wire. And he has got every bit of 2,000 of that barbed wire. He's got hats made out of barbed wire. I'm thinking, ow, but wow, how unique is that?
Yeah, one of my great memories of McLean, many, many years ago, is Delbert took me out to the old POW camp and showed me some work they were doing out that way. And that's really neat. McLean, Texas, you got a lot of stuff going. I believe the Barbed Wire Museum is in the old Brazier factory, if I recall.
Right.
The uplift capital of America there in McLean. Angela Moreland is she's the inspiration in McLean. She's really, really the inspiration.
She has really worked hard to pull the community together. And, you know, those small communities, when people start to leave, they just dry up. But she's, you know, they got the Texas roads going again. So, and remodeled that where you can spend the night. They got a little restaurant and bar area. And, a cute little shop. And then, of course, you know, they've got the Red River Steakhouse that actually grow their cattle out in the back pasture. That spot to McLean is a real important part of history, just because people have worked so hard. And the photo opportunities, they've got an old gas station, I think it's a Phillips 66, that the Texas Route 66 Association, they put a new roof on it, and they're getting it painted, and they're trying to preserve it.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of buildings on Route 66, they're just cornerstones now. But they've made a real effort. So the photo opportunities, any shop you walk in, you're going to see the old truck at Phillips 66 station.
The Cactus Inn Motel and RV Park that from the mid-1950s that Angela's put together, that's really just a delightful place. And the Red River Steakhouse is just, well, within a spit and a holler. It's within just around the corner, so to speak. I did not know that they raised their own cattle, but boy, I'll tell you, the food there at the Red River Steakhouse, now that's some good. And they've got great cobbler at the Red River Steakhouse.
Yeah, they've got a Red River Steakhouse here in Amarillo, and they bring their cattle. That's their steak. It's grass-fed beef, and it's very, very good and tender.
Oh, you got so much going there. And Shamrock seems like they're starting to really move things forward, too.
Oh, Shamrock has been moving things forward. They've never let it slip. I will tell you, that community is on it all the time. You know, old Buck Weatherly, he's been around in Shamrock for, at least 100 years, I think. And he drives his convertible classic car around town and parks it at the Dewdrop Inn and goes into the Souvenir and Visitor Center now and has a little restaurant with it. Been going about 2.5 years. That's really good, and good food, good company. And you might sit in the seat that Elvis Presley sat in.
You know, he was up and down this old road quite a bit.
He did. I can't forget to mention Huggin' Hazel. Oh, Hazel, boy, I tell you, if you say, I need a hug, you're going to get one. And I bet she's hugged a million people. I kid you not. She is just the sweetest, kindest. And those people know about Shamrock, like I said, and they have a nice museum. They've got a couple of really good restaurants. And they have a strip of Route 66 that the county has really taken care of. Wheeler County, they help a lot with the Route 66. You can drive from Shamrock to McLean on the original Route 66 without fear of, falling off in a pothole. Yeah, Ada Lester, the Wheeler County Historical Chairman, She's at every one of our meetings. She keeps it pulled together. She is one special lady and a big fan of Route 66 in Wheeler County. They take care of business over there.
Yeah, they do a good job, real good job. I like Shamrock. I stay at the Western Motel and visit with the Patels when I come through. And I was sad that Vern's Steakhouse had closed in McLean, but my last trip, I found that Griff's Steakhouse had opened there next to the Western Motel, and they're doing a great job there.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get to eat at Vern's before it closed down, and boy, I tell you, that old building, it's a museum in itself.
Yes.
It was good, and it's missed.
And you know, they also have good pie and cobbler there too.
Texas people know how to cook.
Oh God, yes. I have a tendency to eat a lot of pie when I'm on the road. It goes back to my old truck driving days. I love good pie and coffee and sitting in a cafe and visiting with folks. It's it makes the trip. It's the people, that's the thing about the Route 66 adventure. Route 66 is just a road, for God's sakes, but it's the people, the passionate people, the people with a heart for this, the people that are excited about meeting other people and sharing the stories, people like yourself. That's what makes the Route 66 adventure really special.
Oh, I totally agree.
What do we got coming up in Amarillo? This anything coming up soon?
Oh, heck yeah. Well, you know, the Route 66 will be 100 years old in 2026.
Yeah.
So last year, I think all the states are planning a centennial festival. But last year, Texas, we had our first festival. And, oh, the ladies at the convention center, they really pulled it off. And they've got the date for June the 6th through the 15th to do our 24 festival, 10 days of Route 66 themed events. You know, we have car shows, parades, and they do bus tours, an east tour and a west tour on Route 66. Live music, pinup pageant, and they do a cattle drive right down the middle of town with Longhorn. When I tell people that, you know, I see people from all over the world. It's just a blast. And all over the United States, and I say, yeah, we do a longhorn cattle drive right down the middle of town, and they're like, what?
That's going to be this is the second year for your Texas Route 66 Festival, and you could easily build an entire vacation around that event.
Oh, definitely.
You've got so many activities going.
I know, and I hate to say it, but when they first planned it and it was going to be like 7 or 8 days long, I was like, there's not that much to do in Amarillo. And then they filled up every day. By the end of that festival, I was exhausted because I wanted to do and see everything, and I did just as much as I could.
Yeah. I hear nothing but good about the event, and you had people come from all over the United States to for that event.
It was voted in US. Oh yeah, it was voted best festival of the year by USA Today. And that was no joke. It was probably one of the funnest days I had was they closed down the historic district, which is about a mile long with the Golden Light and all the places that we talk about. They closed the street, and they said there was probably about 20,000 plus people on that street that day. I tell you, there was vendors galore. It was just... And it was a beautiful day. It was really more fun than I've had in a long time anywhere.
Yeah, people need to put that one on their calendar.
Yeah, they should be getting their reservations in because it'll be booked. I think this year it will even grow larger. And I can hardly wait for the other states to kind of get theirs going. I think in 25 and 26, there's just going to be one big party across the United States on Route 66.
Woo-hoo.
And I think that the states are cleaning up, and even if they're cleaning up a pile of a cornerstone, they're kind of bringing it back to life.
Yeah. Last year, the Texas Route 66 Festival, did you guys also work with the folks in Tucumcari on that? Tucumcari, New Mexico, kind of stretch her over a bit, kind of build some partnerships?
Well, we do, especially with Tucumcari. I tell people, I have Jerry McClanahan's map on my floor. You know, he's got that package of 8 maps. And they're excellent.
Yes.
You don't miss a thing when you buy those maps. And I've got New Mexico, Texas, and Oklahoma blown up because, you know, I kind of feel like that's our district. Like our Texas Route 66 Association, we've been doing motor tours. Oh, and what a blast that is. I wish it's in October. Can't remember the dates right off the top of my head. But We're starting to go into Clinton, Oklahoma, and then, you know, back to Amarillo or Amarillo to Tucumcari. So we can kind of include them. I tell people, it feels like my district is those areas.
Well, Route 66 is a linear community. I joke about it being America's longest small town. And it's great that you are reaching out to including Oklahoma and New Mexico, because there again, it's building that sense of community. And that's the key to all of this is getting building that sense of community. And
We had the motor tour in October, every time we have it, we had an after party in Tucumcari. Because, you know, they got those great motels, the neon lights, and, you know, the old motels kind of had a little sit-around area with lawn chairs, and they have the little fires going, and it's just a really cool place to sit, visit, look at people's cars. We did have an after party in Tucumcari.
Well, this is all pretty exciting stuff. And Amarillo in general, you know, you park down there around Handlebars or Texas Ivy, and you start walking east along Route 66 there through the San Jacinto District. There's just so much to see and so many fascinating shops. You mentioned Bob Lyle. I got some stories. I won't tell them here, but boy, I'll tell you, old Bob Lyle, now there's an original character.
Yeah, I say, Bob, he gets around.
Yes, he does. You've got some other landmarks that may not be exactly Route 66, but Amarillo is another one that was worth exploring. The Santa Fe building is just one example there. That's a neat place, and I love that sign.
Oh, it is, and it lights up at night, and they change the colors for holidays. The downtown Amarillo is just sweet, I tell you. They've cleaned it up. They've restored a bunch of buildings. And we have a boutique hotel that has really got a great history. It's called the Barfield. And a lady, her last name was Oliver Eccles, and she came gun-toting in the 30s. She came in and she was a teetotaler, except she ran her hotel with a speakeasy in the basement. That's where she made her money. And they have the speakeasy, and you know, you have to know the secret to get in. And so it is a really cool place in downtown. We have the best restaurant and lit up. Polk Street was the main drag for years. And Beth Duke has Center City program, and she has made our downtown a place to be proud of. And Route 66, when they realigned it, starts downtown now.
Very good. You know, a place to start your explorations, you know, is for Amarillo. You got to start there at the visitor center, because you're kind of like me. You've got a gift for telling people where to go, and that's a place I recommend if people want to start their Amarillo exploration. Pop into the Texas Route 66 Visitor Center, and
You know, I have a lot of information, and some people, you know. I say, well, now, do you have your information? Oh, we Googled it. And I have to mention, you know, we've got Palliser Canyon. Now, it's not on the route, but it is in Amarillo, and Amarillo's on the route. So I say Palliser Canyon, and even on the Today Show here just a couple of weeks ago, they said it is a hidden gem. It's the second largest canyon system in the United States, right after the Grand Canyon. And a big difference in Palladura Canyon is you can drive through Palladura Canyon. You drive in one way, it loops around, and you come out the same way, which really works for me because you can't get lost.
You know, I always try to encourage people, when you're taking a Route 66 trip, don't become myopic. Don't just see Route 66. If your schedule allows, plan a few detours. In the Palo Duro Canyon country, that's not that big of a detour, and it really surprises
them.
And you know, here you are driving across the what seems like a featureless prairie out there in the panhandle, and all of a sudden you come up on that canyon. Boy, I tell you, that's a jaw dropper.
It's amazing, and it's especially when you can drive to the bottom of the canyon. That
yes.
always amazed me. And oh, and you know, they have the musical Texas in the summer, and I will tell you, one time my mother was talking about moving to California, and we had always gone every summer to see the musical Texas. And we were coming up from the bottom of that canyon, and there was a trail of cars and lights, and it was just so beautiful. And I started crying. I was like 10 or so, and I was like, "We can't leave Texas, Mom." And, you know, lo and behold, we didn't leave Texas.
You know, Penny, it's good to see people that's passionate about their hometowns and their communities, and it's really refreshing. It's something there again. This whole thing is about the people. It's the people you meet on the road, and
Jim, it's changed my life. It was a second career for me, and I love the Mother Road. I love the people. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my entire life.
What did you do before this, Penny, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, my husband was an attorney, and I was a paralegal, and we did family and criminal law. And, man, I've always been an optimist, happy. I love to joke around, love to laugh, and I'm a prankster, too. And all those years, we practiced together for 45 years. And I was looking for that happy job. I wanted to laugh and talk and have fun. I even checked into clown school. That's how serious I was. And then this just kind of fell into my lap. And I rented this store because I had an art gallery, but I wanted a bigger place. I had watched this building for years, and I finally got it. And then I didn't even realize it was on Route 66. And somebody said, "Wow, you've got a building on Route 66. And I was like, "I'm on Route 66. Oh my gosh, I'm on Route 66. And I mean, it just evolved, and it's just been a blessing in my life.
God bless. Miss Penny, I tell you what, you've definitely put a smile on my face today. You know, your enthusiasm is definitely infectious. I want to thank you for what you're doing there, but I also want to thank you for taking time from your Sunday morning to come visit with us. And hopefully we've inspired a road trip or two in the Texas Panhandle.
Oh, I encourage it all the time. And thank you so much, Jim. You know, I was all giddy like a young schoolgirl knowing I was going to get to talk to the legendary Jim Hinckley. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, you know what? Now I'm going to have trouble. I just bought a hat, and now I'm going to need a bigger one. With compliments like that, my head's going to swell.
Hey, well, the next time you're in Texas, you know, everything's bigger here.
It is. Miss Penny, if there's anything we can do for you out this way, you just give a holler. And
all righty, sure will. You do the same.
Thank you for doing this morning, Miss Penny.
Thank you, too.
Hey, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. If you got any questions, just let us know here, and we'll get them to Penny. We will get you a couple things going. Next couple weeks, we got some great programs coming up. We got Ray Harvey, the mural artist, next week from Missouri, a legendary mural artist. He's taking his show on the road now. He's going to be doing some murals out in Arizona, coming up this next month. The week after that, we're going to be talking with Vicki Ashcraft of Enchanted Trails RV Park in Trading Post outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico. She's also involved with the Route 66 Association of New Mexico. That should be a lot of fun. And then we'll be hollering at, we're going to continue. We've been trying to get a series going of talking to people in each of the states along the Route 66 corridor. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking to Scott Piotrowski, the president of the California Historic Route 66 Association. And the first program in April, we're going to go talk with Pamela Mitchell out in Baxter Springs, Kansas. Kind of give a balance. And see if we can get some folks in that direction. And see what else we got coming down the pike here. Oh, I've got some new videos being developed for the In Search of Lost Highway series on the Jim Hinckley's America YouTube channel. As for the podcast, it'll be published later this morning, and we will have it up on Spotify and other podcast platforms. And there's also an embedded player on the Jim Hinckley's America website. And we'll have that up, and we'll have a blog post probably tomorrow on the Jim Hinckley's America website with information about the Texas Route 66 Visitor Center, the Texas Festival coming up, and sites and attractions along Route 66 in Texas. And I think you'll enjoy that quite a bit. You can find that at jimhinckleysamerica.com. Well, that about brings us up to speed this morning. If any questions I can answer for you, well, we've got you all here, and while Penny's still with us. Got a lot of good folks with us today, all the way from Scotland and Albuquerque and East Lansing, Michigan, and gosh, Fort Mojave, Arizona, and well, just about all the points in between. One more item I just popped up here I thought I should mention too. If anybody's really excited and looking for a big Route 66 type trip this year, well, they have got the European Route 66 Festival coming up in Prague, Czech Republic, this year, August 31st. I've had the privilege of attending the 2016 event in Ofterdingen, Germany, and the 2018 event in Zlin, Czechia. And I got to tell you, if you can do that, if you can attend that event, you will not regret it. It's a game changer as far as seeing Route 66 with different eyes. So that's something you could add to your calendar. Of course, got the AAA Route 66 Road Fest coming up in Tulsa. Miles of Possibility Conference. Well, that takes us to one more item. Where I'll be speaking and where's Jim? Kind of like a version of Where's Waldo. I will be speaking at the Miles of Possibility Conference this year in Edwardsville, Illinois. That is the weekend of October 31st. Tuesday evening, I will be talking about storytelling in a modern era down at the Bullhead City Chamber of Commerce, part of a masterclass on social media marketing. I'll be down there. I'm scheduled to be at the AAA Route 66 Road Fest, and I'm working on a deal with Bob Bowes Bell. Bob Bowes Bell with True West Magazine is putting together a 66 Kids project, and we are supposed to be in Prescott, Arizona, part of the museum there, and I will be providing details as soon as I can get those all together for you. Let's see, a couple other little notes here. There's some great podcasts coming up and down the pike you might become subscribers to. One is Arizona Podcast, and Also, the fellow behind that, Chris Tuttle, does a great job with the Route 66 Minute on YouTube. Those are things you might want to follow. You might want to jump on board the Jim Hinckley's America YouTube channel. And we've got some great video content going there. Let's see. New in Kingman. I just got to try out mud on 66 downtown. That's in the old Denny Moore's Roadhouse. They really, really had a chance to turn that around and bring that. I was afraid we were going to lose that building, but that's a great, great addition to our downtown district. If you are planning a Route 66 road trip and you're kind of don't want to hassle with the details, or you're worried about any aspect of getting the best rental cars, motels, things of that nature, give a shout out to our friends at Route Trip USA. They are like us. They taste the enchiladas. They test the pillows. And for a road trip in the United States or Canada, those are some fellas you can trust. Good team there. And of course, a Route 66 road trip isn't complete without a stay at the Roadrunner Lodge Motel in Tucumcari. Say hello to David Brenner for me there. And of course, Connie Eccles. You got to stop at the Wagon Wheel Motel in Cuba, the oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66. My friends, I have greatly enjoyed this morning. I'm glad you could join us. Miss Penny, again, thank you so very much. And
we
are going to have some fun this year, aren't we?
Oh, I just get more excited every day.
Isn't that great? When you can do that, it makes you just eager to get up in the mornings.
Yeah, it does. And I come to work, and they laugh and talk and socialize. I can't, again, tell you how much Route 66 has changed my life.
Yeah. It's hard to find words to describe Route 66, the experience, because it is just a road. But once you get out there, I tell you, there's something magic about it.
There is.
Definitely something magic.
It's like falling in love again when I was a young girl.
You know, I like that attitude. Now, that's a refreshing way to look at this. Thank you. Hey, everybody who joined us this morning, I want to thank you. And, well, let's do this again next week. And we'll have some fun. We'll be talking, like, say, to Ray Harvey about the life of a mural artist. And I'll have a posting up about from Ray Harvey Art about some of the things that he's done. You're going to be really impressed with his artwork. And he's looking, if any community out there is looking to have some murals done before the centennial, Ray is taking the show on the road. He's headed for Arizona, and he's got some great ideas for Route 66 centennial murals. And I can put you in touch with Ray. Hey, Nolan, thank you. Nolan Stoltz just told us that the Amarillo Symphony turns 100 this year. And they're premiering a piece written by Nolan Stoltz, Professor Nolan Stoltz, Cadillac Ranch. Hey, that's pretty exciting stuff right there. If you can send me, I'm sorry. Okay. Nolan, if you could send me details on that, I'll get that up and we'll get that promoted. Well, that's an exciting development. Anything else on the road we need to know about, send it along. That takes me to one last item, and the Route 66 navigation app. That's the yellow, they talk about it on Facebook as the yellow app. I'm working with a developer on that, and I'm helping set up the event section on the app. So if you have any Route 66 events coming up, send them along, and I'll make sure they get up on the Route 66 navigation app. And keep me posted on new businesses that are opening as well. And we will get that added to the app. And you can find a lot of information about that, Route66navigation.com. There is a small subscription fee, but in my opinion, between that and Jerry McClanahan's 66 Easy 66 guide, probably the best things you can do to make sure you get the best out of your Route 66 adventure. My friends, until we do this again, how about a little bit of music from Joel and Woody and the boys of the Road Crew. RoadCrew66.com for some road trip inspiring music. Miss Penny, thank you. And to everyone who joined us this morning, this has been really enjoyable. Thank you guys very, very much.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Travel safe, my friends, and start planning your adventures. It's getting to be road trip season. Vaya con Dios, mi amigos.